This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll be conducting the weekly edition of the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. The U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net is on the air to provide a meeting place for those who served in the U.S. Coast Guard. Coast Guard Reserve, Coast Guard Auxiliary is a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo. We're located in the Dallas-Fort Worth City suburb of Southlake, Texas. And we're looking forward to a good net today. Band conditions seem okay. We'll see how that works out. We are streaming, as we do each and every week, on the Internet via the TuneIn app. Tango Uniform November Echo India November. TuneIn is the app, free in the App Store, and there is no charge to listen to the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. What else have we got going on? Well, it is October, and as it is described in our club bylaws for the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club, time for us to take a look at our board of directors and our club officers. If you are interested in becoming a member of the board or an officer of the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club, give me a shout on email via the my call book address would be good, and we'll let you know what we need to do to get your name in the hopper. If you'd like to get your name in the hopper for that, I've already got one person who's interested in it based on comments we made a couple of weeks ago, so that's good news, and maybe we can get two or three more that would like to participate. If you were already on the board and want to continue, that would be good to let me know that too. All right, let's dive right in and see if we have any active duty Coast Guard. Any active duty Coast Guard? This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Any relays on active duty? All right, let's try regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile. Any regular Coast Guard net members who are mobile? Well, I heard somebody didn't get the call sign. Try again. Any relay on that mobile station? All right, I guess wasn't for me, so let's listen now for Coast Guard veterans. Coast Guard veterans, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Whiskey Alpha 3, Yankee WA3, MJ. Delta. Kilo Bravo 1, Juliet Delta, Yankee.
WA3, MJY, N3, OUE, KB1, JDY, and spread them out.
Alpha United Victor.
Alpha United Victor. Who else?
Whiskey Bravo 2, Charlie X-ray.
Is there a Charlie X-ray?
Kilo 4, Uniform Charlie X-ray.
Kilo 4, Uniform Charlie X-ray. Other Coast Guard veterans.
Kilo Charlie 2.
Whiskey Bravo 2, Echo Lima Delta.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee Quebec.
All right, there's a Kilo Charlie 2.
Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango.
Oh, Golf Hotel Tango, WB2ELD, KW4YQ. Let's grab a couple more.
You're good.
Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra.
Lima Sierra again?
Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra, Dick.
Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra. Okay, who else? Thought I heard one more in there. Well, there may be some more in there, but the signals are fairly light right now. So let's go with this group. We'll grab some more here in a minute, and we'll make sure we get everybody checked in here today for sure. Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee. Go ahead.
Okay, Dick, W5CGC, this is Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee, Rick up in Germanville, PA. I'm up at my house in the mountains. Been up here all week. Did some work, a lot of work on a tower. Took it down, repainted it, recabled it, put stainless steel cables on it, redid the quad, and put a brand new radio on the air. I'm using it this morning. It's an IC7610. Running that into the SBT20 amplifier. You're about 20 over 9. It seems like the band's in pretty good shape here this morning. Temperature's about 55 degrees. It's a lot colder than what it was up until Thursday when it was 91. So it looks like fall's here. So I came up here this morning just to kind of like put things away and bring any plants and everything that I had in. I'm using a Heil microphone on here, so I hope it sounds okay. Hey, I'd like you to do something for me if I don't hear him. If you hear my buddy Gus, NH7J, which the last time when I checked in a couple weeks ago, I did hear him. He had a pretty good signal in here, even though the band wasn't bad. And we typically can talk to one another even if the band is bad. If you happen to hear him, could you relay a message to him? Ask him, tell him that I would like to know something. If he changed his mobile number, his cell phone numbers, because I've been sending him text messages and I don't get any replies from him, which is unusual because normally he replies back. So if you talk to him this morning and I'm not around, just ask him, say, Rick would like to know if you're receiving his text messages and if you changed your number. If not, could he send me an email and let me know what the new number is if he changed it? Because I like to keep in touch with him other than just hearing him talk to you guys here on the Saturday morning. So with that, I'll say 73s and Semper Paratus. I'll be standing by here. I'll be monitoring the net. W5CGC, WA3MJY.
Okay, very good. Nice, strong signal, Rick. Big signal, S9 plus 10. Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee. And Gus had been on a bit of a trip, and I think he's supposed to be back home this week, so hopefully he'll check in with us later, and we'll ask him that question for you. And good luck getting everything all stored away there before the weather turns. I've already got a report of frost up in New York State, so it not to mention the big snows last week, but that's a whole other story. Whiskey and up in Montana. Whiskey Alpha 3, Mike Juliet Yankee, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good to have you on board. 73s and Semper Paratus.
Okay, Dick, 73s, and I'm going to move my antenna out toward Hawaii, and so I'll be listening around if Gus is on there. There was one other thing I was going to say, but anyway, I'll hope to be in here next week. Oh, this is the station that I tend to set up as a remote station. Got a problem I'll get with the connection. I got to talk to my IT guys that work for me when I go back to work on Monday. 73, Semper Paratus, WA3MJY, clear.
All right, sir, take care. We'll look for you next week. November 3, Oscar Uniform Echo, N3OUE.
Good morning, Trucker. Good afternoon. Dick Rowe. 67 degrees and sunny here on East Shore Mountain. Back to you. This is N3.
WD9EXE.
Roger, N3OUE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good, John. Good to have you on board with us today. A little bit of a fade in your signal out there on the coast, but we did get you. Got you on the payroll, and hope you have a good weekend. N3OUE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, 73, Semper Paratus.
Okay, 73 there, Dick, Semper Paratus. Catch you next week. This is N3OUE.
All right, sir. KB1JDY, KB1JDY.
W5CGC, KB1JDY. Hello, Dick and everybody on the net. George from Moose, Connecticut. 52 degrees right now, Dick. We had 32 this morning. Pretty cool out there. But we did have one isolated frost already, but you know what's coming. Sounded good today, Dick. Back to
it. Oh, boy. We got down to 32? Oh, my goodness. Well, nothing like that even close here in the in North Texas. We've been sweltering. Oh my goodness, we've been sweltering. It seems like all year, not really, but the temperatures down here the last few days have all been in the mid 90s, And as they've been throughout, east and south of us here, we've had no rain, not a drop in the official rain gauge since about the 1st of September, and then that was very little. So everything is really crispy brown, quite a drought situation going on here. So we are maybe going to get a cold front through here by the end of the weekend, which might get us down into the 60s, which will feel pretty darn good compared to what we've had. KB1JDY, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Very good there, Dick. All right, I think you're welcome to a little cooler temperatures there and get some rain. That'd be nice. 7-3, sent that powder stick, KB1JDY.
Roger, roger. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. I've got a... of course I can't read my own writing. Alpha, X-ray, Victor, is that a possibility?
Alpha, United, Victor.
Well, that's probably close enough. Go ahead.
All right, W5G CGC and all other Coast Guarders, W4 Alpha, United, Victor. Dale here, Delta Alpha Lima Echo, and we're broadcasting from Raleigh, North Carolina. And sitting here having my morning coffee in my Coast Guard cup that I stole from the cut while I was on the cutter Mackinac. We had a big cool off last night. We've had several days in a row of 100 degree weather here in Raleigh, but last night it dropped down to 70, and this morning when I got up, it was 62 degrees on the outdoor thermometer. And Dick, you were peaking 15 over S9 most of the time there. W5CGC, W4AUV.
Yeah, Dale, very good. Boy, that drop probably felt very good. I can't wait to feel it here. Maybe by Monday morning, I guess, is when they're really saying it. It'd be through here sometime maybe late Sunday. So we'll see. It's already creeping up into the 90-degree range here right now. But you got a big signal there as well from Raleigh. Good to have you on board with us again. It's been a few months. And have you been keeping yourself out of trouble down there, over?
Oh, work. Work's killing me, Dick. That's part of the reason why we haven't been on so much. And I put up a different antenna. This is a big 80-meter inverted V with the apex at 65 feet. And we're feeding it in the middle with open wire transmission line and running a kilowatt. So there you go. Over.
Well, it's working well for you. You're peaking up to S7 to 9 here as well, so in a good solid signal. So great job there on the antenna, Dale. Good talking to you, and hope you have a good weekend over there and enjoy the fall-like weather. 7-3, Semper Paratus to you. Whiskey 4, Alpha Uniform Victor, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
All right, we'll talk to you later. W4, yay, UV.
Kilo 4, Uniform Charlie X-ray. Kilo 4, Uniform Charlie X-ray. Kim, are you there? Over. Well, Kim was there when he called in a little bit ago, KK4UCX. One more time, Kim, do you copy? No copy for Mr. Kim here for the moment. We'll make a notation there. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango. Yeah, 29 degrees, Harry. Well, so far you get the prize for the low temperature today, KC2 Golf Hotel Tango. Man, I tell you what, that would be a shock to the system around here, to say the least. Over.
I think I'll just take a put up with it here and hibernate over the winter. And probably in the next couple of weeks, I might be off the air because I'm relocating my shack to a bigger room, and hopefully I'll be able to take and get into the radio and not fall over things.
Hey, that's always a good thing. Falling over things, as we found out around here in my family, is not a good idea. I've got a sister with a broken vertebrae in her back, and a daughter-in-law with at least a broken tailbone, called actually more like shattered tailbone and maybe other broken bones we don't know about yet. So we're not, and both of them as a result of falls. And so we're trying not to trip over the Admiral, that's for sure, Harry. Over.
Yeah, okay, well, like I say, as you get older, the bones don't bend like rubber. They start to shatter.
The power supply last week, every once in a while, I have to reach down, like a banana plug into the back, and every once in a while you should take and reach down and just give a little bit of a turn, and that's what was going on. I'm losing power.
It happens. I can relate to that for sure. All right, Semper Paratus to you, Harry. Take care. Stay warm up there, and good luck with the shack relocation. Be looking forward to seeing how that all works out for you. Kilo Charlie 2, Golf Hotel Tango, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Whiskey Baker 2, Echo Lima Delta. How are you doing? Over.
This is WB2ELD. Hi, Dick. You're sounding good here this morning in breezy, clear, cold New Jersey. This morning we had our first frost on the windows of the car, and it was about 36, 38 degrees when I got up this morning. Right now we're up to 53, and it looks like we might hit the 60-degree mark possibly today, and tomorrow up around 70, they're saying, but I'll tell you, that real warm stuff is gone for us, and the leaves are coming down, and I was just out there this morning getting some of the stuff ready for the winter. The boat trips are history, I think, for the year, and I got to get the, I got to winterize the engine and put the winter cover on it. So I guess you could say the cold weather stuff is starting for us. What's temperature like down there in Texas? Over.
Oh, it's hot, and hotter. We haven't had anything that looks like fall weather yet. It's just plain hot. Right now it's looks like it's about 85 degrees on my thermometer, going up to the 90-somethings today. It's been that way for weeks, and no rain. We haven't had a drop of rain since the 1st of September in the official rain gauge at the airport. And boy, I tell you, it's showing too. Everything's really starting to turn brown, and it's not fall colors. It's just it's brown because it hadn't gotten any rain there, Art. Over.
Yeah, I hear you, Dick. You know what? We've been pretty dry also. We had some rain the other day, but it's been pretty dry here as well. So same thing here, but we're a lot colder. I don't like the chill of winter. I just think it's a little early for that right now, and I hope it's not a specter of what we're going to get this year. You know, when I saw that snow out there in Montana, it's a long way from here, but it's kind of scary to think about. So I got to get the snowblower ready to go also. Anyway, Dick, we'll say 73 to you. Thanks for picking me up. I know you got quite a list here. And we'll catch you next week. This is WB2ELD.
All right, big signal, Art. Thanks a lot. Stay warm. Whiskey Baker 2, Echo Lima Delta, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. What I'm worried about is it may, you know, it's been hot. All of a sudden it's going to break, and then it's going to be cold. I'm afraid what might happen after this happens. So we may have to quickly find our long johns. We never know. Let's go with Kilowatt Whiskey 4, Yankee, Quebec. Go ahead. Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee, Quebec. Have we got, we must have some interesting fading going on out there. KW4, YQ, Gary, London, Kentucky.
Don't hear him there. You're doing pretty good down here in Clearwater.
Okay, Craig, I'll put you on the bottom of the list, and we'll give you a buzz here in a second. W4LGX. I don't know what happened to Gary, KW4YQ. He's the second one that we've lost here after the roll call. Let's go to the next one, Kilo Lima 7, Lima Sierra.
Did you call me on?
Boy, I tell you what, the band must really be playing games with us. You're very weak now, KL7LS. Go ahead.
65, Charlie Golf.
Charlie, I can't read you, Dick. QRM, Scotty, covered up, so I'll stand by and check in here a little bit as things get better. KL7LS.
All right, KL7LS, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, any better that time? Over.
No, that's worse.
Well, all right, I'm sorry to hear that. W4LGX, how do you copy?
Right now you're peaking at an S8, Dick, but you've been very readable even when you're down a little bit.
Yeah, man, boy, I tell you, we must be getting some wicked, wicked fading. I've got two or three out of that list not there when I called back. How are things with you in Clearwater? Over.
We're doing fine for an old guy.
Roger, roger. Well, Andy's still hanging in there, and he wanted me to make sure to let you know that he did go to happy hour yesterday, but they seemed to forget to wave the right beverage over the top of his cup. He's going to start bringing his own shot glass. Over.
You think at his age they'd do anything he wanted?
Oh, I'm sure they will. I just think it's a matter of inexperienced people making these things, and I told him, well, don't just sit there and don't say anything. If call him back over and tell him, fix it again, give you some more, you know. So we'll see what happens next week. Over.
There you go. He needs to try that. I can't taste it yet.
That'll work. All right, sir. Well, good to hear you, and I hope you're doing fine and dandy down there. And did you get your computer problem solved?
My Windows 10 seems to be working fine, but the old XP is a 2003 vintage, and it kind of comes and goes. I'll be sitting here watching TV, and all of a sudden, the computer itself won't turn itself off. Doesn't make any sense.
No, that is weird. You got ghosts in your place there, so be careful. W4LGX, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, you have a good afternoon. We'll chat with you later. U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio. Let me give these two that I missed a call. Kilo, Kilo 4, Uniform Charlie X-Ray, are you back? How about Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee, Quebec? All right, well, we'll move along here and grab some more check-ins then. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. I'm looking for Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard veterans, U.S. Public Health Service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard, and Coast Guard Auxiliary.
November, you'll have Kilo 4 in November, Papa.
Whiskey 4, Mike, Andy, and Charlie.
Well, I got a bunch of partials here. Kilo, Kilo 4, Indy, November, Papa, I have you. Who else?
Kilo Delta 4, India Zulu.
Bravo 7 Delta Hotel.
7 something?
Whiskey 6, Lima Delta X-Ray.
Whiskey 6, Lima Delta X-Ray. Was there a 7? I guess not. Grab a couple more.
Kilo Delta 4, India Zulu.
Charlie Golf Victor.
D4, Mike Kilo Charlie.
All right, KD4IZ, Whiskey 4, Mike, Kilo, Charlie. Couple more.
Whiskey 6,
W6AIL.
Whiskey 6AIL, all right. I think there's another one. Was there another?
Victor Alpha 3, Bravo, Lima, Lima.
X-ray.
Who's the station ending an X-ray?
Whiskey 6, Lima, Delta, X-ray.
Okay, Whiskey 6, Lima Delta X-Ray, I've got you, so hang on, everybody. We'll work this group, and then we'll grab some more. We'll get everybody checked in on the Coast Guard net. We always do. Whiskey 4, Lima, well, wait a minute, Kilo, Kilo 4. Kilo, Kilo 4, I almost grabbed the one above you there, Mr. Bill. KK4INP, go ahead.
Hey, Dick, how are you today? Things are fine down here on the old lady Ingham. She's doing well. We got a steady line of people coming on today. The high temperature in Key West today is going to be 87, so obviously we're starting to move into winter season little by little. Another week or two and we'll start getting a break, which is always good news because the cooler temperatures tend to keep the hurricanes away, and of course the season isn't over until November 30th, so at any rate, no, things are going well down here, Dick.
Roger, roger. Got a bunch of the repair work done, all spruced up and ready to go for the tourista season. That's good. Glad to hear they're coming on board and taking the tour. Very, very fine. I'm good news for sure. I know we've been talking to KD4IZ, and he has not been able to make contact with anybody in Baltimore. They won't return his calls or his emails. So if you have any insight into how that might happen, I suppose he could use some help. Over.
Yeah, Roger. I talked to Paul Cora, who really is the ship's manager up there, and he said that basically they're not really interested because they don't have the time. I mean, it's one of those situations where the ships are owned by either cities or corporations and things like that, and they just don't like outsiders. As a matter of fact, when Inga was up at Patriots Point, they eventually told the ex-veterans who used to come down and do things and make exhibits and everything that they didn't want them coming anymore because liability or whatever it was. But of course, this situation down here, we're totally different. You know, we're wide open. Anybody's welcome anytime. So it's because it's more, almost more like it's privately owned. It's, you know, we're just a small nonprofit. Over.
Well, that's too bad. I know that we finally get a good group of guys that are interested in. And actually doing something, and well, that's unfortunate news. I know that KD4IZ is on the frequency, so he probably heard you. Interesting. Well, we may have to chat again offline on that one. Anyway, Mr. Bill, you're sounding mighty strong here, being heard all over the lower 48, and. So good to have you back on board with us here, and back open for business again in Key West. It's a mighty fine ship. Over.
Yeah, Roger. It's just a shame that nobody up in the historic ships of Baltimore or whatever they're called, all the different ships, it's just a shame that none of them are hams, because I think if they had an insider who was a ham, I think they could probably pull it off. Over.
Yeah, well. Roger, roger that. Okay, Bill, well, take care. We'll talk with you a little later on, and go take care of all those folks coming aboard and give them the captain's tour. Over.
Yeah, roger. Will do, and thanks for the check-in. Semper Paratus. Hello, everybody out there. And if you're ever in Key West, make sure you come down and stop by and visit. So if nothing further, Dick, this is Kilo, Kilo 4, Indian November Papa, clear with Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
All right. Very good, Bill. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Whiskey 6, Lima Delta X-ray.
Whiskey 5. This is Whiskey 6, Lima Delta X-ray. Hello, Dick. It has been a while, but finally it's cooling off in Arizona, and I'm feeling good these days, so everything's good, and I hope it's going for you the same way down there. And that's about the kind of things over here. And a lot of QSB on your signal coming into Arizona, so I'm sure that I have the QSB going back to you. But it's good hearing it, and thanks for running the net there, Dick. So I'll keep it short. See you next time. Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf.
All right, Tom. Yeah, a lot of QSB here all of a sudden on the band. W6LDX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Been about a year. I'm glad to hear you're up and about and at 'em and on the air again. Good to have you back. Enjoy your weekend. Fall temperatures there in Arizona, I'm sure, are pretty toasty and probably not cooled off that much yet. 7-3s to you in Mesa, W6LDX, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie and Semper Paratus. I've got Whiskey 4, Mike Kilo Charlie. Oh, it's too hot and too dry, but we'll survive, Tom. How are things where you are?
Conditions have finally broke. We had some real high temperatures last month, and so far this month, record-breaking heat and no rain. And but the weather broke last night, and right now up here it's 63 degrees. The cool weather and the light breeze there, Roger.
Roger, Roger. Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear. I'm looking forward to a cold front coming through here tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully, it'll bring some rain and cold temperatures or cooler temperatures. It's not going to be cold, but hopefully, it'll get a little more comfortable out there. Good to have you on board with us today. When you called in, you were a solid 5'9 plus, and the band is just making funny things happen today. Not quite as strong now, but 100% readable. So 7-3s to you, sir. Semper Paratus, and thanks for supporting the net. Over.
Okay, Dick. I appreciate what you're doing out there. And yeah, the band's crazy. It's kind of going up and down, but you're coming in real good there. I got you 5-9 up here, Roan Mountain. So I hope that cold front comes in and gives you a little relief, that's for sure. I know it can be miserable. So you take care out there, and I'll talk with you next week, hopefully. And the band's staying together for us. So anyway, 73, W4MKC.
Roger, Roger, W4MKC, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Very good. Let's see here. Kilo Delta 4 India Zulu. That's not very good news. Did you copy Bill and aboard Ingham?
Dick, I sure did, and that's not good news, and that's exactly what I expected. I think the folks down there are making a huge mistake not engaging folks in the community, and I'm sure there's insurance questions and everything else. I was expecting that, but I didn't realize that they had decided they wanted nothing to do with it. Well, that's a shame. And I'm just going to stand by and see what transpires. I may go down there for a visit anyway. If I have an opportunity to talk to somebody, I can get a face-to-face explanation. But like I said earlier, probably not going to sit there and knock on their door until I get an answer. That'll just tick them off, as they say. W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, KD4, Isaac, back to you, Dick.
All right, sir. Well, there's a lot of opportunity that's being lost there, that's for sure. And now that is too bad. Well, thank you, sir, for all your efforts and all the work that you were putting into it. And we won't call it completely a lost cause yet, but it sounds pretty unfortunate. We'll talk to you later, and we'll be in touch with you offline as well. We're talking about there was a group of folks that got together, we've been interested in a long time of getting Coast Guard Cutter Taney on the air, especially for some special events like the Museum Ships Weekend and Coast Guard Day. And, you know, there have been a group of guys that have been real interested in getting it going and volunteering their time, and unfortunately sounds like the folks that run the ships are not interested in working with them. So that's where we are with that. So let me grab the last one on this list, Whiskey 6 Alpha India Lima. Do you copy? Over.
Great stuff. We're going to be a little warm the next couple of days, but that's about it. And you have a nice signal out here today. Go ahead.
Well, very good, Howard. Good to have you on a little earlier than normal. I usually hear you right at the end of the net, so it's good to have you on board. I missed the very first part of your transmission, turning the antenna. Has the weather broken for you? Are you into fall-like weather yet? Over.
We've had some fall-like weather the last few days. Very nice. We did have a couple of days of light rain, which was pleasant. Now we're in for a couple of days of heat back into the, but lower for this time of year for us, into the early to mid-80s for a few days. But it looks to me like we're finally cracking into fall, and we've had a pretty good time. Our only fear, of course, these next couple of days is the potential for fire.
Yeah, that is for sure a scary thing around there. It's scary everywhere, but hopefully that won't happen. Well, good to have you on board today. We'll say a big Semper Paratus to you. Enjoy the fall weather, and we'll look for you next week. Whiskey 6 Alpha India Lima, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
You bet. Very 7-3, Dick. Good hearing you this morning.
All right, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net. Time for us to turn our antennas towards the northwest to the great state of Washington and the Puget Sound region near Seattle to listen for our buddy Nick, AL7DD. He's got this day in Coast Guard history, and then we'll take a listen for Hawaii, Alaska, and all points north and west. AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie.
Delta, I almost lost you there once or twice. You went down in the mud, and then think you were coming back. Over.
Yeah, it's a weird band. Stations called in on my first list, or three of them, didn't come back to me, and one of them was very weak that had been very strong. But I am copying you, and we got a one dinger here from Carl. He's listening on the internet down there in Colorado. So, hello, Carl, and we'll drop it over to you, Mr. Nick, and find out what's going on this day in Coast Guard history. Over.
Okay. Well, Bill on him, he had a big signal up here. He was almost as loud as you are with your antenna in my direction. So, hello to Bill down there on the Ingham. Okay, today in Coast Guard history, on October 5th, 1938, the newly established Coast Guard Reserve, what would later become the Coast Guard Auxiliary, enrolled its first members. In 1943, Patrol Squadron 6, DP-6 Coast Guard, was officially established. This was an all-Coast Guard unit. Its home base was at Nassarok, Greenland, codenamed Bluey West 1. It had 9 PBY-5As assigned, and Commander Donald B. McDermott was the captain, and he was the first commanding officer. As additional PBYs became available, the unit's area of operation expanded, and detachments were established in Argentia, Newfoundland, and Reykjavik, Iceland, furnishing air cover for Navy and Coast Guard vessels. Hundreds of rescue operations and aerial combat patrols were carried out during the 27 months that the squadron was in operation. In 1969, for extreme and heroic daring, on the morning of October 5th, 1969, while on authorized leave, Coast Guardsman James P. Greer rescued two persons and attempted to rescue a third from a drowning in the waters of the Atlantic Ocean at Rockport Harbor, Mass. For his actions, the Coast Guard awarded Petty Officer Greer a gold life-saving medal, and that's what happened today in Coast Guard history. Over.
Roger, roger. Thank you very much, sir, for that. Sounds like an interesting Coast Guard day for sure. We'll stand by now and get our calls in up to Alaska and Hawaii. Gus is supposed to be home today. Did talk to his brother briefly a little bit ago, and I do have a message for Gus if we do get a hold of him. So we'll turn it over to you and let you have it. AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, we'll bring the quad to bear on the great state of Alaska and look for our Alaska brothers up there.
hoping that you get on the air here pretty quick, Carlton, and that will and see if NH7J is around this morning. NH7J,
AL7 Delta Delta. AL7 Delta Delta, I'm NH7J. Well, good morning, Nick, and I'm hearing both of you this morning pretty well. Pretty much armchair copying here into Hawaii, so I hear you say the band doesn't sound too good, but I guess maybe propagation went a little long, so it's a little bit longer skip. All is well. We had a great trip last week, last Thursday through Monday, to Portland, Oregon, then drove up to Vancouver, British Columbia, enjoyed the sights up there, our two-night stay, and then drove back. So weather was perfect all 4 days. Until we get back, it's back on the way. On the way back down to between Seattle and Oregon, it rained a little bit, but that wasn't any big deal. So nice to get off the island and get back, and kind of a fresh start here. And 4 days is a short trip, but it seems like longer. Seems long with how far away you can go and then get back here. So looks like a nice weekend, and nice to hear y'all. Aloha from Hawaii. AL70D and W5CGC, and the rest of my fellow coasties. NH7J.
40 over night.
Perfect.
It sure is, but it's been acting strangely. Perhaps perhaps we were away or something. But I'll get in touch with Rick. We do stay in touch on a regular basis. So after that, yeah, we both served as ECs at the old ESEN, the Electronic Engineering Center in New Jersey, back from 45 years ago. Okay, thanks for the word. I'll get in touch with him, and then I did get a text from W1OIS here just.
Yeah, we heard, I didn't hear him, but Dick heard your brother at OIS, and I did start hearing some of the New England stations here, so glad you had a good trip there, Doug, and kind of wondering if the weather was going to be a problem for you there, because I know the rain started to come in, but glad that you only had a little bit of the rain there when you came up and visited.
Okay, boy, I tell you what, with your antenna turnaround, Nick, it's amazing the difference in the signal. NH7J, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, Gus, good to hear you. And we were thinking about you last week while you were up trudging around up in the Pacific Northwest with all that cold weather and snow coming in. That had to be a heck of a shock to your system. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, we didn't see any of that. Surprisingly, I guess we saw the rain, further on I-5 there heading down. But the weather up in Vancouver was just gorgeous, probably in the upper 50s most of the time. So we drove all the way up to Squamish up there, and it was sunny and beautiful. Over.
Well, I'm glad you lucked out. We were wondering if it seemed like the weather changed so quickly up there, and they got like 40 inches of snow in some places in Montana and in our Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel in his Lethbridge, Canada, up there. They really got whacked. So we're going like, oh boy, that if Gus wasn't prepared for that, he's going to be stopping somewhere and buying a coat. Over.
Yeah, well, my wife bought a coat. We went in some secondhand store, in Squamish, and she bought a nice big heavy coat for $15 and wore it a little bit, and then we handed it to somebody who was homeless there on our way to the airport in Portland. Over.
You're such a nice guy. Well, that's cool. A very interesting and funny story in more ways than one. All right, Gus, well, good to hear from you. Did have a nice chat with your brother this morning. It was a little tough at first, but we managed to make it. And 7-3, Semper Paratus and Aloha. It's good to have you back. Over.
Okay, thanks so much for all you do, Dick. Glad you're okay there. And take good care of yourself. We'll see Saturday as we can.
Contact.
73 and Aloha. Over.
Roger, roger. We got a contact. It might be Rick. Go ahead, contact.
Yes, WA3MJY. I was hearing Gus. He's about 20 over 9 here into Jamonville. I wonder if he wants the QS fly down to 14210 for a minute.
Okay, was that 14220? Is that what he said?
14210.
Oh, 14210. Okay, well, I'll go on down there then. All right, thanks, Dick. Over.
All right, very good, guys. You have a good chat. AL7DD, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, I didn't hear you. Did you get any Alaskans? I couldn't tell. Over.
Nope, I didn't hear anybody. It's been a rough go all last week, and a little bit before that, getting into Alaska. It hasn't been opening up today about 10 o'clock this time. Didn't hear anybody come back so far. 13.7, I'll give another call.
All right, very good. We'll see what happens from here. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard. Amateur Radio Net, a weekly affair here on 14300. We've been at this a few days, a few years. We're about ready to roll the calendar over into our 26th year. And as we mentioned at the top of the net, we are in the season now for adding and changing board of directors and officers in the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club. If you're interested in being considered, dropping your name in the bucket for that, or in the hat, whichever you prefer, please send me an email via my call book address, and we'll get in touch with you and discuss how we manage to work all that out with folks that are interested in being in the group here as one of the board members or an officer. This is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, now taking check-ins. Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard Reserve, and Auxiliary.
Kilo Golf 4, Romeo Alpha Lima.
Whiskey 6, Radio, Mike Charlie.
Kilo Golf 4,
Whiskey
6,
Radio,
Mike
Charlie. Okay, Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, Whiskey 6, Radio, Mike Charlie. And I know there's a couple more, and there was some QRM. Who else?
Kilo 6.
Kilo 6?
Zulu Golf Whiskey, ZGW.
Kilo 6.
Is that Zulu Golf Whiskey?
Roger, roger.
I got some QRM all of a sudden by a close-by station. Kilo 6 Zulu something?
Zulu Golf Whiskey, ZGW.
ZGW. All right, very good. Let me work the West Coast guys there first, KG4RAL, and I'll turn the antenna. Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie, got your email, and how are you, Tim?
WSCGC in the group, Whiskey 6, Radio Mike Charlie. Good morning, Dick. Doing very well, thank you. Glad you got the mail. Got a nice cool morning at 65 right now. Something to be about 80 today. Kind of clear and sunny as usual. Weird condition. You're only about S6 or so here, but I'm here in the East Coast really well. And of course, Gus is just booming it, over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, it's been a tough go. I mean, I've had stations on my list the first 15-20 minutes and went back to them, and they weren't there. It's bizarre, but you're doing okay. Glad to hear it's an okay day out there in the San Francisco Bay Area, and looking forward to the rest of the weekend. Still hot and hot and more hot here, but maybe we might get a little break on Monday. Over.
Roger, roger. I hope you do. I know how that goes. Eventually, you guys will be so cold out there, you'll be hating it, over.
Roger that. Okay, Tim, talk to you a little later on. Whiskey 6 Radio Mike Charlie, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Let me, I'm still not sure. I had all kinds of things going off here in the shack. It's like the warning sounds in the cockpit of a Boeing 737 MAX. Everything's going off at once here. K6 Zulu Golf Whiskey. Oh, that wasn't nice, I know. Kilo 6 Zulu Golf Whiskey, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Yeah, this is K6 Zulu Golf Whiskey. Hey, just happened to hear the net going on, and I heard Coast Guard Reserve. And since I was in the Coast Guard, I figured I'd check in. I didn't get your call letter.
Okay, very good. Kilowatt 6 Zulu Golf Whiskey. This is Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey 5 Coast Guard Club. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And thank you for your service in the Coast Guard. When were you? When did you serve? I'll get it in the logbook. Then I got some more information for you. Over. Yeah, very good, Barry. K6 is Zulu Golf Whiskey. Well, the conditions are pretty rough here. Signals are bouncing all over the place with QSB, but good to have you on board, and hopefully you can copy. I got you in the Coast Guard in the early 60s. Heard you were on watch when Kennedy was assassinated here in Dallas, and so that would put that about 1963, 64 time frame. Let me see if I can give you some information. Our website for the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net and the Coast Guard Amateur Radio Club is whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. whiskey5charliegolfcharlie.org. We'd like to have you join our group. There's no fees or dues to join, just filling out a little form, internet form on the left-hand side. That gives us information about you, how to contact you, call sign, ham station, duty stations, stuff like that. And then we send you a list via email of all the other members of the group. And we're over 900 strong, so there's a few of us around. If you wouldn't mind doing that, we'd certainly appreciate that. K6 Zulu Golf Whiskey, a former Coast Guard veteran, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, this is K6 Zulu Golf Whiskey. Hey, I'm in the West Coast, so I'm pointing east now, so that should be closer to your direction. I'll do that. I will go on to the website.org, callletters.org, and I will sign up. I was trying to figure out how to get a hold of reserves that we're in. Just happened, I was on the QSO party, and I was just tuning around and came across this frequency. Back to you, Dick.
Okay, Barry. Well, there's about 900 ham radio operators in that book. You might find some folks that you know in there if they are hams. But other than that, there are a couple of Facebook pages around for Coast Guard veterans. I'm sure you know about that already. And I know there's a lot of signals on the band, some kind of an event going on. I can sure tell that. We're here every Saturday. We start the net at noon Eastern, 9 o'clock Pacific on 14300, then continue on 327 after that to fill in the blanks and get everybody else on board that wish to check in. We've been doing this now going on 26 years. Kilowatt 6 Zulu Golf Whiskey, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Big 7-3 Semper Paratus. Look for you next week. Over.
Thank you. I just went on to the website, and I will sign up a 73, and I'll check in next week, and I'll listen for a while. Oh, what's happening is it's a California QSO party, which happens every year. So that's the activity that's all across 20 meters right now.
Yeah, it sure lit up here about the time the net started. Very good. K6ZGW. This is Whiskey 5. Oh, wait a minute. Got KG4. Let me turn the antenna back your way. Kilowatt Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, KG4RAL, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Good afternoon. Kilo Golf 4, Radio Alpha Lima, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. You there, Bob? Ooh, somebody is just absolutely tearing up the band. About 90 KCs, it looks like. Really bad arcing or something. Big, strong amplifier problem. Bob, are you there? KG4RAL. Yeah, Bob, I can barely hear you with a combination of the QRM and the band conditions today. I hope all is well in Tallahassee. Over. I heard you say 327 a little bit later. I'm telling you, this band is a mess with all the signals all over the place and the QSB. All right, Bob, good to talk to you for a brief moment. At least you're on the payroll. Maybe we'll be able to talk some more a little bit from Tallahassee, KG4RAL, W5 Charlie Golf. Charlie, did I hear N3OUE?
Yeah, Verizon's your correct email.
Oh, say again?
Verizon.net, your correct email.
Yes, sir, it is.
And check your email.
All right, I will do that. I'll check my email, N3OUE, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. One more quick call before we QSY for Coast Guard veterans.
November.
Hello, Foxtrot 2, Golf Victor, QRP.
Kilo Foxtrot 2, Golf Victor, did you say?
Yeah, and I'm QRP. What do you think of my QRP signal? You said the band is in terrible shape, and I'm QRP from Syosset, New York.
It's Jack, and I was in the Merchant Marines. Over.
Yeah, Jack, I've got you here checking in with us previously. If you're a QRP, it must be a low-power 100,000-watt amplifier.
Okay, I just want to make sure, because you said the signal sucked, and I just want to make sure that you can hear me down there in Texas with my QRP radio.
S9 in Yuma, Arizona.
Well, I'm amazed it's a QRP signal, because the band is terrible, absolutely terrible, Jack. Thank you very much for checking in. I've got you on the list. We're out of time here. Kilo Fox 2 Golf Victor, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. It's time for us to turn things over to the Maritime Net, but if you still wish to check into the Coast Guard Net, we're going to go up to 14327, or close as we can get, 14327 plus or minus a little bit, and then we'll continue on. And I heard several other signals on there wishing to check in, but Jack got in first. So if you haven't checked in, you'd like to check in or recheck, 14327 will do the trick. We'll be up there momentarily. Listen for AL7DD until we manage to get up there. Right now, I'm going to turn my antenna back around up to the north and a little to the west. Victor Alpha 6 Foxtrot Hotel is net control for the Maritime Service Network. He comes on next. Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie with an S7 to an S, I'm sorry, an S8 to an S9 signal. Good morning, Dick. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm telling you, this band is weird. I had stations call in S9 plus, you know, and get on the list, and then when I went back to them, they were gone, or I could barely hear them. Over.
Yeah, it seems it's been that way all week. I had an interesting day yesterday on my naps. I had 17 check-ins, which was the most I've had in quite some time. But, you know, 90% of them were from Texas. I had a pipeline from here to Texas, signals all the way from a 5 to S9 plus over.
Roger, roger. Well, very good. Well, you're a good, strong S7 to 9 here right now. And so you survived the snowstorm.
Well, that was not fun, let me tell you. I had 2+ feet of snow in my backyard, and in my backyard even more from the blowing snow. They shut the city down entirely on Monday. Very, very few places open. Schools shut down. Buses not running. Struggled to get back to open up on Tuesday, and then things are almost back to normal now. I still have lots of snow in my backyard, and I have yet to be able to close my pool down because of it. Over.
Oh, that's not a good thing. Well, good luck with all of that. It's still 95 plus here all week, and it has been, and it's 90 degrees now, and going to be up in the mid-90s again today. We may get a little bit of cool weather on Sunday evening. We're hoping. 7-3s, we'll see you next week. Have a good neck. Victor Alpha 6 Fox Hotel, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I'll be up at 14327, plus or minus a little, for the rest of the Coast Guard net. 7-3.
7-3, Dick. Have yourself a good time. Have a great weekend. I will clear with Mr.
Delta, 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 Del
Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. How do you copy, Nick?
You doubled with him.
W5CGC. Okay, and I could already tell you I didn't hear either one of them, and I don't hear you very well right now either. So I'm going to let you pick these two gentlemen up, and I'll listen closely and see if we can copy them here. I will say this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, W5CGC, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, on the air to provide a meeting place for those who've served in the Coast Guard Reserve, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary. It's a directed recreational net not affiliated with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My name is Dick, Delta India Charlie Kilo, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Band conditions have been all over the place here for the last 60 minutes. We'll see how this works out on 327. Right now I'm not hearing Nick very well at all down here in Texas. He's got two on the list. We'll let him work those two, and then I'll grab some additional check-ins. AL7DD, go ahead and call your first station. Over.
Roger, Delta Delta. This is Walt, Whiskey Alpha Lima Tango. Like I said, in Sun City, Arizona, it's 85 degrees and 27% humidity, and we're getting over being on the summer real warm weather, so it looks nice. It's funny, both of you and Dick I can hear, but the signals are going up and down about 12 dB, so I'm just going to say good morning to you. Hope you have a wonderful Saturday and Sunday, and 73s, and I'll listen for your final.
Okay, well, thanks for checking in with us. And, yeah, Dick's kind of light here this morning, too, on 327. So, thanks for checking in, and appreciate you saying hello to us this morning. Over.
Give me your call sign there down in Arizona.
Whiskey, Kilo Bravo 6, Hotel Romeo Tango, Dick. Did you get that one?
I got you. KB6RHT. Well, that can't be right. Give it to me again.
Kilo Bravo 6, Hotel Romeo Tango. Hotel Romeo Tango.
That's better. Okay, Walt. Now I hear you. I've got you actually pretty good. I got you better than Nick right at the moment. So good to have you on board. Yes, the band is just all over the place. And when you first came on, I didn't hear you at all. Amazing, amazing signals today from Sun City. Thanks for being there. 73s and Semper Paratus. You have a good weekend.
Semper Paratus.
Okay, AL7DD, grab the next one.
Patient 7 Zulu, patient7zulu.org, I think.
Okay, boy, I tell you what, I'm just barely hearing you, Mr. Nick Wright, at the moment, and I didn't hear Bruce at all. So I do have him in the logbook, and thanks a lot for that. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net from Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm now looking for additional check-ins. Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard auxiliary, and public health service doctors who serve with the Coast Guard. This is W5 Coast Guard Club.
Kilo Sierra Mike.
Oh, you all were really good on top of each other. There's a kilo, kilo. Is there a kilo, kilo?
Kilo Sierra 4 X-ray uniform.
Kilo Sierra 4 X-ray uniform. All right. Got that. Who else?
November 7, Kilo November Papa.
Kilo November Papa. Got you. Who else?
November 1, Mike X.
November 7, Charlie Golf Victor.
Okay, November 1, Mike something?
November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo. Mike X-ray Bravo.
N1 MXB, very good. November 7, Charlie Golf Victor.
Roger, roger.
And who else? It's a Delta 4 something, Delta 4?
Alpha Delta 4, uniform.
Is it Alpha Delta 4 uniform golf?
Bravo 4 golf. Relay, 84 UV, Alpha Delta 4 uniform Bravo. Pass it on to Dick, please. Thank you.
Alpha Delta 4 uniform Bravo. Okay, stand by, everybody. Let me work this group. Kilo Sierra 4, X-ray uniform. I think everybody, well, hang on there. Everybody but one is on the East Coast. So let me grab the N7CGV first, and then I'll turn the antenna. November 7, Charlie Golf Victor. Go ahead.
November 7, Charlie Golf Victor. Good morning, Dick and Annette. Nice day up here in Boise. Sun's out. Going to be up in the 60s probably for a high. Aren't you jealous? Other than that, we're just watching football today and going to play on FT8.
Hey, you managed to figure out how to get the microphone to work again. I'm impressed. I like that. Not only that, you got a good solid S7 to 9 signal. You're so much stronger than Nick. It's unbelievable. I'm barely hearing him. It's just been one of those days. Over.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I've got you about S9. I can't hear Nick at all today. Propagation must be running kind of weird or long or medium or something like that, but sometimes when it's running short, I can hear him. He'll blast my doors down.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, very good. I'm glad to hear you're having nice, comfortable weather up there in Boise, and glad you're able to figure out the FT8 thing. It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy messing around with it. It can become addictive, you know.
Yes, sir, it sure can. I got over 200 contacts logged in already, so just in a few days I've been playing with it. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. Okay, well, we'll say 73 is a Semper Paratus to everyone, and you swing around to the East Coast and get them fellows work.
All right, very good, Alan. Take care. We'll talk with you later. N7CGV, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, I'm in the process of swinging the antenna around. I hope this works out okay. Kilo C, if not, I'll come back. Kilo Sierra 4, X-ray uniform.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. This is Chuck over here. Still not here.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have turned the antenna, Chuck. He's local here in Texas, and it's a ground wave, and I can hear you fine on my vertical. I understand you still don't have that flagpole. I can sure I got a sneaky suspicion that I think we know what's going on there with those guys. They just are totally overwhelmed with demand. Over.
That's for sure, but I'm anxiously waiting. I'm hoping it's going to get shipped out the early part of this coming week. Just wanted to make sure, did you get the email that I sent you with the Texas HOA laws regarding those flagpoles? Over.
Yes, sir, I did. I appreciate that, and I sent it along to W1 Victor Yankee as well, and we sent some emails back and forth. We think that maybe his homeowners association is getting around that by allowing them to put flags attached to poles to the house. He thinks that may be the way they're getting around it, but he's going to check into it further. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, my understanding of it is that they can stop them either one, that they can they have to allow it. If you want to attach it to your house, do that, or if you want to have a flagpole, you can also do that. That's my understanding. That's what I'm going with, over.
Roger, roger. I expect him back in town pretty soon, if he's not here already. I thought he was coming back around the first of the month, but it's maybe been too hot for him, you know. It's 95-degree temperatures around here the last couple of weeks. Maybe chased him away, kept him up north a little longer. But maybe we get this cold front through here this weekend, he'll decide to come back. Over.
Yeah, roger that. Well, let me know if I can be of any service to you. And if he gets his up first, then I'll take any expertise over here. One wants to help out.
All right, sir. 7-3, Semper Paratus, Kilo Sierra 4 X-ray Uniform, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. Good to have you on board today, Kilo November Papa.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa. Everything's quiet here, it's cold. We're still waiting for some rain, but we went from 90s 2 days ago down to, I think it's about 68 or 69 today, over.
68, 69, sounds, I don't think my refrigerator's been that cold this year yet. Over.
I was beginning to wonder. 2 days ago, it was like 96.
Well, that's the way it's been around here, too, and no rain whatsoever in the official rain gauge since, well, sometime in August, as a matter of fact. It's we're in a pretty serious drought here all of a sudden. Over.
Yeah, roger. We're in the same boat. We haven't had any. I think the reservoir to the south of me was down 3 or 4 feet. What it usually is this time of the year, and it's been very strange conditions over.
Yeah, well, let's hope this cold front is coming through here, at least through North Texas, tomorrow. Let's hope it finally brings some fall weather with it and some rain. That'll be good. Well, I guess your projects are all going well over there, or have you kind of stood down for the fall?
Well, I've gotten most everything finished. More cleanup than anything else at this point. And I think I've officially stopped. I'll wait and start raking leaves when they start falling. They've been falling for a while because of the dryness, but I don't think I'm going to tackle anything else big for a while, over.
I don't blame you. All right, Ed. Very good. Well, good talking with you. Nice signal here. Get the beam turned around your direction. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo November Papa, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, Big Semper Paratus, 7-3s. See you next week. November 1, Mike X-Ray Bravo.
Lima Sierra.
Okay, very well. This is November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo. Carlos in Suffolk, Virginia. Good afternoon. We're doing fine here. Temperature about 60 degrees. A very beautiful day, sunny. 8 months from retirement after 30 years. November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo.
Yeah, Carlos, nice big signal in here. I got the antenna pointed your way. Yeah, very good. We had, you know, we talked last time. You were talking about it after you retired, wanting to get in more active into ham radio and all that. And there was a group of guys that were interested in maybe setting up some sort of ham radio group, getting a call sign and all that stuff over in Baltimore. I think where you said your daughter lived or something, involved in activating the Coast Guard Cutter Taney Museum ship with ham radio, but we've run into a bit of a roadblock. The folks that run the place don't seem to be too interested in it, and that's a shame. So not sure that's going to happen. Over.
Yeah, I heard about that at the beginning of the net, and it's a lack of vision, you know. It's just lack of vision. It should be a very positive thing, and it will be attractive, and it will make a better deal for them, but they don't have vision to see that. November 1, Mike X-ray Bravo.
Well, we'll see what happens, and if it comes to pass, I think we sent you an email on that, and if it comes to pass, we'll keep you in the loop and keep you, in case you, you know, are in Baltimore and want to jump in and do something with the group when it finally gets started, if it does. So anyway, congratulations to you on your upcoming retirement. How's business out there? You guys busy these days?
Oh, yes, yes. And they're bringing two more Middle Endurance Cutters from Boston to Portsmouth. So we're going to have another 300 active duty new members.
Oh my! Two more cutters. What variety?
Middle endurance cutters.
Medium endurance.
Correct.
Aha! Uh-huh. Very good. Well, that'll definitely make things busier around there. Well, good for them, I guess. Things are always so much different. You know, some of us old goats that were in the guard so many years ago, we are having a hard time keeping up with all the new changes. Over.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, and it's changing all the time.
Oh yeah, it is indeed. But they're getting a lot more press these days. It seems like with these drug interdictions, they keep jumping on top of those semi-submersibles out in the middle of the ocean, banging on hatches and stuff like that. Some incredible videos. Over.
Oh yes, I saw those. They're very very neat, and you know, the Coast Guard have more and more duties every time. There's a lot of it that you don't get a lot of press, but we have an MSRT team here in the East Coast and one in the West Coast. That's military maritime safety teams that are very, very high tech and have a lot of very nice equipment, and it's kind of a thing that you don't talk much about it because part of it, it's confidential.
Yeah, I imagine there's a lot of stuff that we don't know about, especially with those big new cutters that they've got. I forget what they're the literal ships. I forget what they're calling those now, but they're big, 400 and something feet. Over.
Correct. That's we're expecting more. I think we have four, and there's more in the road, hopefully coming. But they're very expensive.
Yeah, very expensive and very sleek. They just commissioned two in Honolulu this past month, and though I tell you what, they'd be really a lot of fun to be able to take a tour on one of those, but they probably would probably have to go get myself a security clearance to even walk up the gangplank. Over.
Well, that's a possibility. I think you're probably right.
Hey, Carlos.
Can't even get on the base. Somebody said, hey, Carlos, so who's that?
Alpha Lima 7 Delta Delta.
Go ahead, Nick.
Yeah, Carlos, I sent you a letter about ERAD. So look for the letter coming in the mail. Over.
Okay, very well. I will. Okie doke.
Okay, I think very good, Carlos. We'll let you go, and thanks for stopping by, and good talking to you, and we'll look for you again maybe next week. By golly, you got a nice big signal coming in here today. It's been kind of a rough day as far as the band's concerned. Over.
Yeah, it's up and down. It's kind of crazy, but I'm receiving you very well, too. With no preamplifier, you have an S9.
Roger. 7-3, Semper Paratus, sir, and thank you for active duty Coast Guard. Thank you for your service. N1MXB, W5 Coast Guard Club. 7-3s.
7-3s.
Alpha Delta 4, Uniform Bravo.
Lima Sierra.
Alpha Delta 4, Uniform Bravo. How do you copy, Dick?
Well, I copy okay for the moment. Lima Sierra, stand by. I got you next. Go ahead, Gene. We'll turn even a little further south and get you a little better. How you doing, over?
I'm doing fine. Last month, I got my certificate from W1AW for the 25-word Committee Morse Code Proficiency Test. So that was on my bucket list. And at 86, I'm heading for 30. Well, I'll try that next month. Hi. Back to you, Richard. No further traffic.
All right, hey, we need to, if you got your 25 word a minute certificate, we need to get you on the CWNet on Thursdays. Any chance we could talk you into that?
Yes, you can. What time?
The CWNet is on at 11:30 on Thursdays on 14052. And the net control for that is K7ZUT, K7ZUT, and he is in Port Angeles, Washington. But he's got a really good signal and hears really well out there. So normal band conditions, you should work him no problem. Over.
Roger that. QSL, I got it all. All right, Dick. The XYL's got run, so 73's and Semper Paratus.
Semper Paratus to you. Thanks for joining us, Gene. 84UB, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, and KL7 Lima Sierra. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Dick. KL7LS. Weather out here is pretty nice. We've been dry, too, for like probably 6 or 7 weeks, no rain. I tried to check in earlier there, but NQRM kind of wiped us all out. So I want to thank you for running both nets. And it's about 87, and the high is going to be about 90 there this morning.
Yeah, very good, Chuck. Well, that was interesting a little bit ago. Your signal at first when you called in was nice and strong and no problem. And then, bango, I tell you, it's been that way. That first call list that I had, about four stations that were on the list never came back. It was tough. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Which way? I got my beam pointed toward your QTH. I don't know which way yours is headed, but you have a nice signal. You're an S9 plus about 5 there. Over.
Roger. I'm pointed right at you with my beam here from Dallas-Fort Worth. So good signal for now. That's why I was surprised a while ago when you couldn't hear. But, hey, you know, the band is what it is. There's even been some pretty interesting QRM on there today, too. Over.
Yeah, Roger on it. The one station you were talking to earlier there, was he in Hawaii? Over.
We did have one, NH7J. He checks in with us most every week. He's got a log periodic and a big amplifier. Usually, if it can be done, he does it. Over.
Oh, yeah, Roger on that, yeah. Well, we've had a lot of the European stations just coming in here crazy. I log them in on QRZ, so it's nice to hear. We had a gentleman from Italy this morning. His call sign was India Victor 3, Oscar Kilo Oscar. He's like almost 5,200 miles from here.
Roger. Well, Florida is a good spot to work DX. I know from experience. I lived down there for a while back in the 80s, and seemed like I could always work those Europeans from there, no sweat. Over.
Yeah, Roger on that. It's kind of like living in Alaska there. You can work all those Japanese stations from down here. I don't ever hear one. Okay, Dick, I'm sure there's other guys out there that are trying to check in, so I'll cut it short.
And once again, thank you for running an ad simple for Otis to you. And we'll catch you next week. This is Kilo Lima 7 Lima Sierra. I'll be monitoring.
KL7LS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net in progress. Let's see if we have any additional check-ins now. Looking for Coast Guard active duty, Coast Guard veterans, Coast Guard auxiliary.
Kilo Whiskey 4, Yankee, Quebec.
Whiskey 4, Yankee, Quebec. Stand by. Who else? Thought I heard another station. I could have swore I heard a Kilo. Whiskey 4 Echo Golf. Boy, just barely, Ernie. Let me work these two. Whiskey 4 Yankee Quebec. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's Kilo Whiskey 4 Yankee Quebec. Gary in Kentucky. Tried calling you earlier, but I was only getting you 2x2. Now I'm getting you a 4x5. Over.
Yeah, Gary, that was weird. I had you on the list and then called you back and didn't hear anything. You and there were about two or three others that were just booming in here when you first called in earlier, and then poof, nothing. Well, I'm glad we're able to make the contact here, Gary. Kilo Whiskey 4 Yankee Quebec. What's going on up in Kentucky today? Is your weather cooled down a little bit like some of the others have? Over.
Well, it started out at around 50 degrees this morning, and then I think we're up around 80 right now, over.
Well, that's not too bad. At least you got down where it felt a little like fall. We're hoping for some of that here tomorrow and Monday. Not going to stick around very long, but we've just been in, it's been like a deep fry here for months, it seems like. Over.
Yeah, I put up a new off-center fed. What kind of readability are you getting? When you have your Mosley turned the wrong direction, I just can't get you, over.
Well, right now I've got you at a good solid S5 to 7, and sounds good. Very good copy, good audio, over.
Thank you. Like I said, when that Mosley of yours is turned to the side, I guess, we hardly get you here, over.
Well, you know, it really depends on conditions. There are some weeks that I don't even have to move the antenna, and others, if I move it just a little bit, I lose stations. So must be one of those kind of weekends. Thanks for the big report down there, and I'm glad we got to chat a little bit. Did have you on the payroll anyway because he called in before, so you would have been given credit for this week, and the check would have been in the mail, over.
Well, as long as it's for lots of money, I'll take that check, over.
I'm sure. Absolutely. It's got a lot of zeros in it, so that's the ones we always like to get. Of course, it doesn't have any numbers in front of the zeros, but hey, who's counting? Over.
Gee, that sounds a lot like the Coast Guard when I was in it. I'll let you clear. KW4YQ clear.
Yeah, something like that. KW4YQ. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, good to talk with you finally. Glad the band's opened up. Let's see if I can hear W4 Echo Golf. It was a little challenging, Ernie. Talk as loud as you can, over. I could tell he was there, and that was it. AL7DD, did you get anything?
No, I just barely tell Ernie's in there, over.
W4EG, W5CGC, no copy, Mr. Ernie, no copy. Rough day, over.
Contact,
go ahead. Oh, I'm doing all right. You say this is King Henry 6 something?
Yeah, King Henry 6, Charlie Brown. You got Sonny on this side, Roger.
Okay, King Henry 6, Charlie Brown. Very good. Yeah, a guy just asked me a minute ago if that was Hawaii I was talking to when I called to Gus, and the answer was yep. Now we got another one. Hang on just a minute. Let me try one more time. W4EG, Ernie. Make me another transmission. Let's see if I can hear you from Florida. No, not there. I will put you on the payroll. You'll get one of those checks with zeros in it, too. King Henry 6, Charlie Brown, let me turn the antenna. That'll help. I guarantee it today. Conditions have been really, really poor. Up and down, a lot of QSB from 1 minute to the next. Sunny K86CB, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, go ahead.
I'm just kind of curious if my friend Carl checked in. Whiskey Hotel 6 Alpha, November Hotel, Carl from Aurora, Colorado. Has he checked in today, Roger?
Well, he's checked in via the internet. He's still not able to get down to the radio, but he's probably listening via our internet app, the tune-in app that we have. So, Sonny, if you want to say hello to him from Hawaii, I'm sure he's listening. Over.
Okay, that's the same thing happened the last time. I believe he has a way to give you a click to acknowledge that you heard me there. Good morning, Carl, if you can copy. Have a nice day out there. And one of these days, we'll have breakfast again at the Village Inn in your location. Aloha from Hawaii. And thank you very much for letting me in. W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie. King Henry 6, Charlie Bravo.
73's Aloha, King Henry 6, Charlie Brown, W5, Charlie Golf, Charlie, U.S. Coast Guard, Amateur Radio Net, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta. I actually heard you that time, Nick. You want to make a call from up there?
Yeah, I almost lost you when you turned your antenna to the south or east. So let me call Alaska and see if we can get any more Alaskans. The band seems to be opening up now with two Hawaiian stations. Looking for our Alaskan member, KL7IQQ. KL7 November, KL0, Payback, Azulu. KL7 Alpha, Echo, Delta. Any of our Alaskan members, call now. KL7IQQ, KL0, Payback, Azulu. KL7 November, Charlie. Any of our Alaskans? Well, no luck for Alaska again this morning, so we'll look for any others that have served in U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors that serve with the Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary. Want to check into the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. Any other stations that have served U.S. Coast Guard, Coast Guard Reserve, Public Health Service doctors that serve with Coast Guard or Coast Guard Auxiliary? Well, Richard, nothing but static out here on the West Coast. W5CGC, Alpha Lima 7, Delta Delta.
All right, AL7DD, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Got somebody that looks like they're at about 329 or 30. Who decided to camp out next to us. This is the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net, W5 Coast Guard Club. Last call, final call for check-ins for the Coast Guard Net for today, W5CGC. Looking for Coast Guard veterans, active duty Coast Guard, and Coast Guard Auxiliary. Okay, there's a couple of them. Try again. Who's ending in Sugar?
Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, 86BS.
86BS, and there was another, I believe, with an 8 in the call?
Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar.
Yeah, Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar. Okay, very good. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, go ahead.
Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar. Good morning, Dick. You're kind of down in the noise now. A little bit ago, you were F9. Still sound pretty good. We have a nice, clear day here in southern Oregon. The temperature was 37 degrees this morning, so when I got out here to the shack a little before 7 o'clock, I built a fire. And, it's pretty cozy in here. So not a whole lot to offer. Aside from that, we're getting along pretty well, over.
Roger, roger. Very good. 86BS, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, thanks for the report from Medford, Oregon. So you built a fire. I'm telling you, Around here, we got plenty of heat without the fire. Let me tell you, it's a toasty day here again. Over.
Roger.
Okay, Cliff, you take it easy, and we'll look for you next week. Alpha Delta 6 Bravo Sugar, Whiskey 5 Charlie Golf Charlie. I'm going to turn the antenna around for you, Bill, back around to the east for Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar. Turning the antenna has been made all the difference in the world today. It's been kind of one of those days. Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Go ahead there, Bill.
W5 Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar. I think I was getting real well off the back side of your beam there, Dick, but lately it's been, I haven't been able to hear you until the post-net session is when your propagation finally comes up over towards your way. But, hey, understand the heat. Yeah, it's been hot here. We are ready for fall. It's just been a long, hot summer, but things are going well. Made a trip up to Ohio for my 50th high school reunion about 2 weeks ago. Had a great time on that one. Saw some family, and we're back down here in the heat now. So back over to you, Dick.
Yeah, Roger. Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Yeah, we've propagation's kind of been tough to that area. I had W4 Echo Golf. He's out on the coast, but he's at pretty much the Georgia Florida line. I couldn't copy him at all. And then let's see, Kilo Golf 4 Radio Alpha Lima in Tallahassee had the same problem with him. I did finally get enough to make a QSO. But it's been tough to that area today. Over.
Yeah, it's always been tough for this area, Dick. I don't understand it. I think we sit in an RF black hole. But I'm thinking one of these days I've got to build me a 20-meter quad and put it up, and maybe that'll help out.
Yeah, it might. Well, right now you're doing fine. But I think, you know, there are certain hops in the signal. And there are months go by, weeks go by. I don't hear anything along the Gulf Coast at all from here. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'll hear Mississippi. It's just crazy. But into the Pensacola area, it's just been like this ever since I've been doing the net. What's the name? Gene, N7EO down there. Got a huge humongous tower and a great big signal, and I swear we'd do better with smoke signals. Over.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. I know I've been doing some antenna work and evaluating with the Whisper program how well things work, and I finally put a 1-to-1 baling up here for that long wire, and it seems to be working out well, but I seem to get propagation best off to the northeast. I don't understand it, but I've always done well up that way and over towards Europe on the Whisper program.
Yeah, roger. Well, that's interesting for sure. Absolutely. Well, good to have you on board today. I think the Admiral must have... Yes, the Admiral did. I thought I heard him back there. We have a lot of cats that like to walk through the neighborhood in the back, and the Admiral was sound asleep, and one of them woke him up. So that's what's going on. Over.
Yep, I understand that. I got me a four-legged fur ball here that she likes to bark whenever she hears any kind of a weird sound. So you never know when that's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been pretty good here today. I haven't had any outbursts until now, so he usually does pretty good during the net. I don't know what it is about it. He must like to listen to the radio. He pretty much stays quiet most of the time, but every now and then that happens. All right, Bill. Well, you have a good weekend, the rest of your weekend down there, and we'll look for you again next week. You know, even if it's at the end of the net, at least we get a chance to chat a little bit. Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie.
Okay, Dick, real good. Yeah, like I said, it's I'll bring you up there about 10 o'clock Central when you first start your pre-net, and the only way I can hear you is on the internet, and it's pretty much that way all the way up till the post-net, and that's when I start picking you up. So, hey, if that's the way it is, that's fine, as long as we get to chat. So, hey, 73s, buddy, and we'll be talking to you later on. Remember, Parada's at you. And you have a good weekend and a good week ahead. And try to stay cool.
All right, very good, Bill. Whiskey Yankee 8 Oscar, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie in the U.S. Coast Guard Amateur Radio Net. One final call, last call for check-ins for Coast Guard veterans, reserve, and auxiliary. Again?
Whiskey Alpha
4, Mike Zulu Sierra, WA4MZS, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Not too strong today. We've been having a hard time making contact to your part of the country. Over.
Well, you're up and down. A lot of PSP on the city. But yeah, let us out of the hospital early. I only had to overnight. We lost the upper lobe on my left lung. So far, we're looking at a stage one cancer. So it's hopefully to be treatable. And things went extremely well with the surgery. I was real pleased with that. We're waiting for some biopsies to come back and some of the lymph nodes. But anyhow, we'll keep it short because I know I'm probably weak also. So back to you, Dick. If you're 5-3-2-2-0-4-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-
continues to be good, and a speedy recovery for sure. Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Zulu Sierra, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Thanks for checking in. Did not hear Whiskey, what is it, down in W, is it 0ENE, I think, down in Florida. He didn't check in today. 7-3s, we'll see you next week, we hope. Over. All right, last call for check-ins for the Coast Guard net.
Whiskey Boxer.
November 6th, Charlie Puff and Mike. Can I be a visitor?
Okay, I got Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar. And the visitor station, what's your call?
November 6th, Charlie, Papa, Mike. May I check in as a visitor?
You may. November 6th, Charlie, Papa, Mike. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'm in South San Diego in Southern California. Like the ocean and the boats and all that stuff. So,
okay, very good. November 6th, Charlie, Papa, Mexico, W5, Charlie, Golf, Charlie. I'm actually turning the antenna back around to the west. Thank you for stopping by. I heard you say you're in the San Diego area, and then I got a fade on you. Any other military service? Over. N6CPM, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm just listening, trying to figure out your... I'm ex-Army. I didn't retire from there. I was served 2 years and enjoyed it very much.
All right, sir. Well, thank you for your service in the Army, and we've got that so noted in the logbook. Got a nice signal from the San Diego area, about a 5 and 7, 57, from Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie. Over.
Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf Charlie, you're a good solid 5 and 7. I'm running about 80 watts to off-center fed dipole, about 3 stories up, and thank you for the good signal report.
Roger, thank you, sir. 7-3s, and again, thank you for your service. N6CPM, W5, Charlie Golf Charlie, Whiskey Foxtrot 6 Oscar, Mr. Rick.
Good morning, Dick. W5CGC, WF60 Mobile.
Just got out of our monthly ham club meeting, and they were long-winded.
Well, they're hams. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, I did get your active duty entry. I'll be processing him today.
Roger, roger. Yeah, 2015 graduate of the academy. That would have put him a little bit ahead of Lindsay, I think.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Lindsay graduated, what, in 18?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. But anyway, seemed like an interested guy, so that's a good thing. Get him on the list. And I've of course got your other list. I still got to work with it on the website to get it all noted there, all the silent keys. And I did make the announcement a couple of times today about folks interested in being on the board or officers in the club. And so I'll look to check my email box and see what's there. Over.
Yep, that works for me. Nothing else new here. Just wife is coming out the door right now, so headed home.
Okie dokie. I don't know, AL7DD, you copying Mr. Rick? Over.
Nope, not hearing him at all. And that guy down at 324 is butt shot belly dead.
Yeah, I know. I got the same issue here. WF60, it's been a tough day propagation-wise, but good to hear you. Nice strong signal from the Mobile. All of a sudden, from up there in Nevada, we'll see you. See you later and be in touch at WF60, W5 Charlie Golf Charlie. Take care.
Okay, see you later. WF60 Mobile.
All right, one final call for check-ins for the Coast Guard Net.
November 2, Radio Whiskey Charlie.
November 2, Radio Whiskey Charlie, go ahead.
Yes, when I heard your net, a fine net, just want to check and say hello. I'm a loser, I don't work for the Coast Guard or anything. Just have checking time. If you can see me, Rod, and you're sitting on 20 over that time, it's Rod Stone here. My name is Rod, roaming out from November, obviously, New York City. Go ahead, check and say hello. I talked to you for several times a while back. And to RWC, back to that.
Okay, Ron, into RWC, Whiskey 5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, very good. Got you down here, previous check-in. Thanks for visiting with us. Fairly nice signal from up in New York. About a 5 and 5 off the back of the antenna, and the Admiral is expressing his displeasure at the neighbor's cat in his backyard back here. Into RWC, W5, Charlie Golf. Charlie, take care, and thanks for stopping by. AL7DD, you have a good weekend, and we didn't chat about what the weather's like up there today. Did it? I watched the Seahawks game Thursday night, but I guess that was one of those games where you didn't really know what was going to happen until it was over.
Yeah, roger, roger, and it was raining before it started the game. I don't know if they had much during the game, but yeah, it was pretty interesting. And I won't be here. Well, I will be here, but I'll do the Coast Guard Day in History, and then I'm gonna take off. There's Hamfest next week in Bremerton, so I'll do the Coast Guard History, and then I'm gonna leave. Over.
Okay, so noted. I'm still in about half a foot out the door, headed to Kentucky. I still don't have firm plans to go up there. My sister is still in pretty bad shape in terms of her ability to have anybody in the house with her. She'd just soon be left alone and lay there and not hurt. So I've been avoiding going up there. Andy so far seems to be doing pretty good on his own. I'm not sure how much longer that's going to last, though. I think he's beginning to get a little bit lonely because he's not had his ration of visitors from my sister. Over.
Yeah, roger, roger. I can understand that. So, anyway, well, keep us advised there, and like I said, I'll take off after I do Coast Guard History next Saturday. So, it's nothing I'm going to look for or anything, but just see a lot of the guys. Over.
Well, you have some fun up there. It's always fun to do that. And what is your temperature today?
52 right now. Oh, 54 went up. But a little cloudy, and supposed to get better improvement. We had the front come through here the other day and dropped a lot of rain on us. And then we're supposed to have another one coming in tomorrow, I think. And then next week we're supposed to warm back up into the high 60s again. So we'll see what happens, over.
All righty. Well, if we're lucky, we may get into the 50s, upper 50s for the low on Monday or Tuesday. And then our high temperature is supposed to be right at 80. That'll feel mighty fine if it really happens. 73s, we'll look for you next week. AL7DD, thanks for all your help. As always, this is Whiskey 5, Charlie Goff, Charlie.
Okay, Rich, another fine day as usual. You do a really good job, and we'll look for you next Saturday. W5CEC from AL7 Delta Delta.